The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
And so what we're going to talk about here is just seven things that you and I can do that will be a food for our soul. Okay? Seven simple things. They are very simple when we talk about it, right? But when we embrace these seven things, we may not feel a physical benefit to it, but that's okay. The soul has benefited, right? And if the soul benefits, that is success in Akhirah. And that's what we are aiming for. So the first thing that is a blessing for the soul is hunger. Yeah, embrace hunger in this month. Yeah, don't complain about the hunger. Now I know we'll all feel hungry. Right? It's very natural to feel hungry. Yes, alhamdulillah, the fasts are shorter. You know, don't be like brave, be like, I'm not hungry. No, I accept it. You're hungry. Yeah, you're thirsty. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There is a tremendous amount of benefit with hunger. Embrace it, right? Embrace it and learn the tendencies we have when we are hungry. What happens when we are hungry is we fantasize about a lot of food, right? And we end up either cooking or buying or having our loved ones prepare a tremendous amount of things that we end up not even eating all of it at then. That's our tendency. Know it. Right? Don't repeat it again and again and again. Yeah, just know that that's our tendency, right? I had a loved one recently, you know, they were fasting and they were like, you know, bring me this and this. I was like, I'll call you when you break your fast, yeah? Because I'm sure you'll change your mind at that particular point, right? But when we're fasting, our minds go to all of these different things. Natural, man. That doesn't make you less of a human, less of a believer. It's natural, right? What Allah wants from us is to embrace hunger. Because when we embrace this hunger, and yes, we eat, of course. Doesn't mean that we then don't eat. No, we eat. And we can eat with the rizq that Allah has provided, right? And so I'm not even going to talk about the menu. I'm saying eat, but the hunger itself, if we can just embrace it, there's a tremendous amount of benefits that come from this hunger. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, he asks Allah, Ya Rabbi, ma mirathul ju', that, oh Allah, what is the benefit of hunger? And he says, al-hikmah wa hifzul qalb wa taqarrubu ilayya. And these are just some of the benefits. It's a very long hadith. But it says the benefits of hunger are wisdom. Yeah, it is the protection of the heart and it brings proximity to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Now what else could we want? We just have to make sure that we utilize the hunger correctly. Because hunger does bring about issues, right? We get angry, we get hangry as we call it, right? We lose our temper, we don't think properly. If we can just learn to fix all of those problems, right? Then these are some of the benefits of the soul that we can get. So that's number one. As I said, very simple things. Embrace the hunger. Realize that when my mind wanders, this is natural wandering. Don't have to act on it. Yeah, just try to rein it in and control it as much as you can. Another benefit or another food for the soul that we can work on in this month is to avoid sinning at all costs. We talked about this, yeah? This is something naturally we should be avoiding sinning at all times, right? And we know people. People are very open about this. They'll openly say, Ramadan, I don't listen to music. I say, Alhamdulillah. Yeah? I say, let's try to continue that, right? But Alhamdulillah, I'm not going to knock you for that. Alhamdulillah. You should know yourself. In Shahru Ramadan, try to avoid things that will bring about dissatisfaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And special efforts needs to be taken. You know, the Prophet has a tradition in which he says, Imam, this is the conversation, again in the same khutbah where Imam Ali asks the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he says, Ma afdalu amal fi hadha shahr? What is the best action one can do in this month? Yeah, so this is the Imam asking the Prophet, the best action we can do in the month of Ramadan. What does he say? Afdalu al-a'mal fi hadha shahr al-wara'u an maharimillah. That's it. Yeah, the best action you can do in this month is to not do anything, is to avoid sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Best action. Yeah, nothing else. Not all these amals, du'a. Just don't sin. Just don't sin. And the benefits of the soul are what? We have another tradition that says, Man sama shahra Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban. Wa kaffa sam'ahu wa basarahu wa lisanahu anin nas. He says that one who fasts in the month of Ramadan with faith and seeking the benefits of God or from God, and at the same time they guard their hearing, their sight, and their tongues against people. Yeah, they watch what they are careful about, what they look at. They are careful about what they listen, and they're careful with that tongue. The Prophet says, قَبِلَ اللَّهُ سَوْمَ, that Allah will accept their fast. وَغَفَرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَأَعْتَاهُ ثَوَابَ الصَّابِرِينَ. SubhanAllah. That Allah will forgive all of your sins of the past and the future. Yeah, future why? Because if you can learn this, you won't make this mistake again. It doesn't mean you become this, like I can now sin, right? No, it means that if you've learned this, you won't repeat it, right? And that Allah will count you amongst the sabireen. So number two, don't sin in this month. Figure it out. Right? You have a day and a half. Figure it out, and inshallah that non-sinning will continue. Another benefit for the soul in this month is to wake up for suhoor. Yeah? SubhanAllah, I told you, these are not rocket science things. They are very simple things. That's why we can do them, right? Waking up for suhoor has a tremendous amount of benefit. I was surprised the number of traditions that talk about the benefit of sehri, yeah, suhoor. The traditions, the Prophet says that Inna Allah, look at this, if just listen to the words of this, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa malaika yusalluna ala al mustaghfirin wal mutasahirin. SubhanAllah, that Allah and the angels do salawat, yeah, upon those who seek His forgiveness and those who wake up for sehri. SubhanAllah. The angels do salawat upon these people. The Allah does salawat. Man, what else do you want? Yeah, what else do you want? He says, "Bil ashar, fal mutasahharina fil ashar, fal yatasahhar." He says, "So wake up for sehri." Yeah, because the angels are doing salawat upon you. Allah is doing salawat upon you. Walau bi sharbatim min ma. Even if it's just a drink of water, wake up with this intention that I'm doing this qurbatan ilallah. We know how it goes. It's hard to wake up for sehri, yeah? Because we have work the next day, we have hard to go back to sleep. We all understand the dilemmas of Shahru Ramadan, right? But if you can, wake up 10 minutes before and drink water. Wake your family up before and drink water. And then if you look at other traditions, the benefits of eating a date at sehri time. So you may not want to have an oatmeal, and you may not want to have all these things. Have a date and some water. Seeking closeness to Allah. Why? Because it is a food for the soul. Yeah, it is a food for the soul. We're giving food tips for the soul here. Yeah. So again, wake up for this. And another thing that we find in traditions is to recite Suratul Qadr at sehri time. Right? So try to remember that. Recite Suratul Qadr, have a glass of water, have a date. Of course you can eat more, but at the very least, do these things because Allah and the angels are doing salawat upon us at that time. Beautiful. Beautiful, right? Marhab, marhab ya Ramadan, ahyi qulubana bil Qur'an. يا رمضان يا رمضان شهر الرحمة و